Today we're going to continue Baz Hashem in the first parak of Maseches Erevin, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalid. So Mishnah Gimel talks about how wide the korah that goes over a mavoi has to be. So a korah she'omra ruchava kedei lekabel ariach. It has to be wide enough that you could put a certain brick, a certain type of brick called an ariach, on the korah. V'ha ariach chatzi levena shel shloshu tefachim. How big is an ariach? It's half as wide as a levena, and a levena is a brick that's three tefachim. That's three tefachim wide. So nariach is 1.5 tefachim wide by 3 tefachim long. Meaning, since a levena is 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, if you take a brick that's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim and you cut it in half, you have 1.5 tefachim by 3 tefachim. But that does not mean that the actual korah needs to be 1.5 tefachim wide. Da'il l'korah sh'tei rechava tefach. The korah itself only needs to be 1 tefach wide, kidei l'kabel ariach l'orko, so that it could hold the length of the ariach, meaning when the length of the ariach lies along the length of the korah and it overlaps it a little on each side, so one tefach of the ariach's width sits directly on the beam, and then you have a quarter tefach of the ariach on each side of the beam, so it will still be pretty sturdy. If you center it properly, it's still going to be pretty sturdy. So that's what we call a beam that's big enough to be mekabel ariach. Meaning, that beam would be recognizable enough to serve as a valid heker to serve over the mavoi. Now, Mishnah Dalet tells us that how strong does the beam have to be? Now that you know the size of it, how strong does it have to be? So, rechava kedei lekabel ariach has to be wide enough to be able to hold an ariach. Uvriya kedei lekabel ariach, it also needs to be strong enough to actually hold an ariach. Meaning, it's unclear whether that means you have to put it has to be strong enough that you run a line of ariach bricks along the entire korah and it has to be strong enough to support all of them, or just a single ariach, but it has to have some strength to it in order to be able to hold an ariach, because it has to be something that has to be like a significant structure. So just the fact that it has size to it is not enough. You have to know that it has certain strength to it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ruchava Afal Pisha Ein Bria. But Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says it doesn't need to be particularly strong, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that the purpose of the korah is just to be as a mechitza. So a mechitza doesn't have to have any strength to it. A mechitza just has to have proper dimensions to it, a proper size, right? We have all sorts of dinim mechitzos, so being 10 tefachim tall and this and that. So we have all sorts of dinim of mechitzos, but all the dinim of mechitzos relate to size. None of them relate to strength. So therefore, since this is Rabbi Yehuda Lishitaso, that since it's not there as a heker, something would be a heker if it's a permanent type of structure, it looks like it's something that's structurally part of the mavoi, but rather Rabbi Yehuda says not there as a heker, it's there as a mechitza, so a mechitza has nothing to do with strength. So that's to review what we learned today. Mishnah Gimel taught us how big the korah has to be, and it has to be wide enough to hold a 1.5 tefach ariach, which means that it really only needs to be 1 tefach wide. And then Mishnah Dalet taught us how strong the korah needs to be, whereas Machlokas, Tanakama says strong enough to hold an ariach, and Rabbi Yehuda says no, not strong enough to hold an ariach, just wide enough to hold an ariach. And Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey.